The Country Championships are on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Stephen Fell is now joining us. He's got A Lot Like Home lining up in the race. Morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Just before I talk about the horse, I wanted to ask about a property that you run there. I think one or two stallions that you've recently sold.
Yeah, that's correct, Andrew. I moved to the mid-north coast from Sydney in 1995. I bought 80 acres on Oxley Island in 99, and it was basically a ex-dairy farm that hadn't had anything done with it for probably 20 or 30 years, and spent the last 20 years turning it into a sort of a boutique horse stud. And Racing New South Wales have recently purchased it. They're going to use it for re-educating and rehoming ex-racehorses, which is a great thing.
Yeah, it's one thing I know the Racing New South Wales board and Peter Volantis have been very keen on to buy properties and in different areas of this big state so we can do something, like you've said there, rehoming and re-educating.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's a great thing. All right, so that's that property. You just want to train a few. Is that the plan, Steve?
Oh, look, Andrew, I'm a carpenter by trade. I didn't
right.
really set out to be a horse trainer. But sort of finances and learning along the way, sort of things change a bit, and I do enjoy training a couple of horses. A Lot Like Home's the only horse I've got in work at the moment, and I really enjoy it. I'm able to take my time with him and enjoy it.
I will say, mate, the building industry, there's been a bit around, you know, there's going to be a dip in prices and things. Are you busy?
Mate, I've only just settled with Racing New South Wales literally a few
right.
weeks ago.
Okay.
But all of my friends in the trade, concreters, bricklayers, carpenters, everyone, roofers, the boys are all really busy up here, which is great because they have done it tough, you know, at different times, but things are really growing in this area at the moment.
Yeah, that's good. We're talking with Stephen Fell, and he's got A Lot Like Home lining up on Sunday in the Mid-North Coast Country Championship qualifier. You've had the couple of trials after running the horse back in September. Is this something you've planned for this race, Steve?
Absolutely, Andrew. As you know, everyone's well aware, I'm sure, this is such a massive opportunity when we're normally racing for $11,000 to have a chance at racing. It's for $76,000 and then a crack at a $500,000 race in Sydney. It's basically become the main aim of every country trainer these days, I think. So we had him aimed for it last year. He recommenced last January, literally nicely for me at Scone a couple of days after Christmas. He then backed it up with another win at Taree, a really strong win. And he was probably going to be right amongst Jenny's couple of good ones. And I unfortunately got ruled out of the race on a technicality.
Right.
So we got on with life and we won the Daniel Baker Sprint, which was his fifth win. And not long after that, I sort of thought about it and thought, well, you know, one more win and I cost myself a crack at some pretty serious prize money. So I sort of had him on ice for quite a while, but yeah, this race has been his absolute target.
So have you been happy with the two trials at Port Macquarie and Taree for Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. He's a horse that goes really well fresh.
Yeah.
And it's really hard because obviously in this situation you can't come into the race happy with a nice third or fourth first up. Like it's almost like a preliminary final. Like this is a big one. If you want to go in the big dance, you've got to come out and run first or second on Sunday. So just that fine line between fit enough and fresh enough. I've given him two soft trials. Ben Looker got off and said, mate, felt super. And Matty McGarren was really happy again on Sunday at Taree. So the horse is going well and, you know, we'll be doing our best on Sunday.
Yeah, it sounds like you've really mapped it. Who takes the ride there, mate?
Matty McGarren will be on board.
Yep. Okay.
Really so tough decision. I wanted him and Ben to do paper, scissors, rock or something. they're hard to split those two boys. They're great young riders.
Yeah.
But you can only put one on, so...
No, that's it. I can hear it in your voice that this is an exciting build-up for you, isn't it?
Oh, I'm so excited, Andrew. It's such a big thing. And, you know, for Winks to be right 29 times in a row is just beyond, you know, it's incredible how that can happen. So just for the planets to align for one race and to be going into a decent race with your horse well and feeling good is a really exciting feeling.
Yeah, it is, mate. We wish you the best. I hope the horse runs really well. Not a like home. Matt McGurran will be yelling if you loom up there in the last couple of 100 metres. Steve, good luck with it, mate.
Thanks very much, Andrew. We'll be doing our best.